In a pandemic, U.S. policies continue to have a far-reaching impact on our neighbors and foreign nationals living in the U.S. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, is continuing to deport unauthorized immigrants from the U.S. One of the ways they do this is through so-called deportation flights.
ICE Air is the agency's charter airline. The flights take people living in the U.S. illegally out of the country.
An obscure division of ICE operates hundreds of these flights each year to remove immigrants.
It's a trip where the passengers can't choose window or aisle, and the only way to fly is coach.
But Guatemala is now saying no more flights. This announcement came after dozens of deportees tested positive for COVID-19, according to Guatemalan officials. The World's Jorge Valencia has been following the story. So Guatemala says it's suspending deportation flights from the U.S., Jorge. What does that mean exactly?
Well, what that means is that this is now the third time that the Guatemalan government has told the United States we will no longer be receiving flights of deportees. And the White House has already been proactive about this. They have already threatened with retaliation Guatemala or really any government that refuses to accept flights full of people that are being deported from the United States.
So let's back up a sec, because there have already been some flights with deportees who tested positive. How many are we talking about?
It appears to be under dispute. So I want to draw your attention to flights that came on Monday, one from El Paso, Texas, and one from Alexandria, Louisiana, to Guatemala. Now, there were some reports from anonymous government sources of people who were carrying the virus, and some of the numbers were quite large. Carlos Sandoval is the spokesperson for Guatemala's presidency. I just want you to hear what he has to say.
Es importante mencionar que Guatemala se encuentra trabajando junto a las autoridades de los Estados Unidos de América.
Sandoval is saying that there are now going to be tests again, and they're being done by the Centers for Disease Control. So the U.S. is conducting tests, and then also Guatemala's government is conducting tests in Guatemalan labs. So it appears that now the United States has stepped in and wants to basically have their own look about whether or not people after they arrived to Guatemala were carrying the virus.
And what is the situation with COVID-19 in Guatemala? Is the country equipped to deal with a larger outbreak?
Well, Guatemala's president has been proactive about this. He has put in place temporary hospitals in different parts of the country so that people who might be carrying the virus can be treated in those facilities. He has also set up places where people who are being deported from the United States can be isolated for 2 weeks after they arrive from the United States. In fact, there was a case that happened earlier this week in a community where there were 60 people who were deported. They were being transported to be quarantined in that place. But the response from the community was quite strong. In fact, there were attempts to set the place on fire. So the following day, President Alejandro Yamatei had to go on national television. Here's what he said.
Tenemos que comprender que no es atacando a los que están retornando.
So the president is saying, you are not fixing anything by setting the place on fire. And now this is creating some sort of social unrest in Guatemala. I mean, it's good to remember that when people are forcefully removed from the United States, taken to Guatemala, the stigma of having been in detention in the United States comes with them to Guatemala. Even before this, like, people wouldn't want to publicly share with their neighbors, with their friends, that they had just been deported. And so now this is interacting with the coronavirus and the fact that there are people who are being transported who are carrying this virus. And this could possibly be the case not just in Guatemala, but in other countries. My colleague Monica Campbell reported earlier this week that there are continuing to be flights to places like Haiti, Dominican Republic, and Guatemala.
The World's Jorge Valencia, thanks very much for continuing to watch this troubling story.
Thank you, Marco.